Chapter 44, Empowering Experience Teams. As we described earlier, experience teams are responsible for how the product value is perceived by the actual users or customers. A key point was that experience teams are most empowered when they are given as much end-to-end responsibility as possible. This is more likely to happen when the scope of ownership for each team follows other natural patterns of the business, such as the sales channel, market segment, or user type. More often than not, this means creating a topology that is aligned by customer. Here are some examples of alignment by customer. By user type or persona, for example, riders team, drivers team. By a market segment, for example, electronics team, fashion team. By customer journey, for example, onboarding team, retention team. By sales channel, for example, self-service team, direct sales team. By business KPI, for example, new user growth team, conversion team. By geography, for example, North America team, Asia Pacific team. This alignment means that experience team have areas of ownership that match the outcomes that the business needs. There is little required translation between business outcomes and product work, and the teams can be given the autonomy to solve business problems directly. Aligning by customer means different things for different types of products. What follows are some examples of alignment. This is by no means an exhaustive list, and these are not the only ways to organize the experience team topology for the cases mentioned. All that said, these are some common patterns that have proven effective and might be applicable for your own topology. Media product. For magazines, news sites, or video on demand services, experience teams can be organized by content section or sub-publication. All content management and common capabilities are handled by platform teams that provide generalized services to a set of experience teams. They may constitute the majority of the product staff. Each experience team then covers the end-to-end needs for each media category, for example, sports, local news, weather, or brand. In some cases, several similar categories may be covered by a single team. And larger or more specialized experiences would have their own teams. This approach helps ensure that needs of different types of customers are met. It also aligns the experience teams with the different per-category business goals and go-to-market strategies that are usually common in these companies. E-commerce product. E-commerce can follow a similar pattern to media products, especially when the shopping experience differs significantly by category. For example, auto parts versus tickets to events versus jewelry. Again, the product is built upon a rich platform of common services, catalog management, billing, account management, etc. Experience teams are then aligned by the category. Enterprise product. Enterprise products frequently must be specialized for different segments of customers. Sometimes there are differences by the customer's vertical market. For example, manufacturing versus financial services versus retail. Sometimes there are very significant differences based on the go-to-market strategy. Sometimes there are differences because of the customer's size. For example, SMBs are reached through a self-service portal, while larger customers require a sales force and APIs for customization. Here, it can make sense to organize experience teams by whatever segmentation is most relevant to the company. Once again, the goal is to organize the experience teams in a way that allows them to best serve their specific customer and also align with other parts of the company. Marketplace product. Many products have the purpose of connecting different groups of people who have complementary goals, such as buyers and sellers, drivers and riders, hotels and guests. Most marketplaces are two-sided, but they can have more. In most cases, the needs of the individuals on each side of the marketplace are quite distinct. This is also true of the rest of the business that is trying to support each side. For both of these reasons, it is often empowering for the topology to organize experience teams by the sides of the marketplace. Customer-enabling product. Customer-enabling product teams create tools and systems that are used by the company's internal employees who are providing some vital part of the customer experience. This might include systems to enable customer service or in-store workers, to name just a couple. Here again, a topology can empower experience teams by aligning them with the end-to-end needs of the different types of company internal users. One final note on this. Your topology need not align all experience teams to a single dimension, such as vertical market or customer size. Some topologies use different alignment dimensions in different areas when that makes more sense. Sidebar: topology and design. Most companies understand that a cross-functional product team, at least for an experience team, includes a dedicated product designer. This is an acknowledgement of how critically important product design is to strong products. Occasionally, however, the company has a design leader who prefers a different model, referred to as the internal agency model. In this case, the design leader has a service team of designers, and the product teams need to make requests of this design team to get designs produced for their products. It's only fair to acknowledge that this approach does have certain advantages, especially in terms of ensuring a holistic view of design. However, in the words of Lin-Manuel Miranda via Aaron Burr, it's essential to be in the room where it happens. In the internal design agency model, the designer is usually not in the room when the key decisions get made, and therefore the designer, and ultimately our users, have to pay the price for that. Design is far too important to be run as an internal service. It needs to be a first-class member of the product team, just as the product manager and tech lead are. The design manager can ensure a holistic view of design by establishing design standards, guidelines, and design systems, reviewing the work of the designers, and also by conducting design strategy and review sessions with the broader group of product designers. Note that for companies using feature teams, this really doesn't matter because the key decisions have already been made by the time the designer is first consulted. Sidebar: topology and reporting structure. It's very common for an engineering reporting structure to be organized around specific skill sets. For example, groups of data engineers, front-end engineers, and mobile engineers each typically report to separate managers. This ensures any engineering manager is able to provide skill-specific coaching to every engineer on her team. This is not a problem, but it can be tempting for technology leaders to want to completely align the product teams with such a reporting structure. For example, making a single product team of just front-end engineers. This approach rarely produces empowered product teams because the problem is that the teams don't align with anything other than technical skill sets. These rarely have any real bearing on the outcomes that the business needs. For example, a topology that divides the organization into a web team, iOS team, Android team, and a back-end team will make it very difficult to give any team the ability to own a multi-channel customer experience. The famous computer scientist Melvin Conway coined an adage that is often referred to as Conway's Law. It states that any organization that designs a system will produce a design whose structure mirrors the organization's structure. Another way to say this is to beware of shipping your org chart. One of the biggest benefits of cross-functional teams is that membership can be determined by what is best for the product. The bottom line is that there is no reason that reporting relationships should dictate team topology.